The reminder sent questionnaires on several local matters out to all candidates running in this year's city council and mayoral elections. 8 of 9 council candidates responded. One candidate, Ted Highfield, did not provide a response. The candidates' answers are provided below, listed in alphabetical order of the candidates' last names. The views expressed are those of the candidates, not of the reminder. Allison Dallas FUNK 1. Why are you running in this election? What are your qualifications and what relevant experience do you have? We need a council with a diverse background with proven leadership abilities. It is important to contribute and be part of the solution. I feel a tremendous responsibility to my community and believe my leadership skills will help to build better partnerships. My experience includes a business perspective. I am fiscally responsible in my own business and in my position as an executive director at the Lord's Bounty Food Bank. 2. What are your main priorities as a candidate? As a council member, I would like to focus on the following priorities: transparency, financial accountability and responsibility, seniors housing, infrastructure, a 5-year plan with the Water Service Board, keeping existing recreation facilities operating, assisting social programming support, encourage input from our community, build relationships with our surrounding communities and developing better curb appeal for prospective investors, business and community members. 3. Now that HUDBay has shut down most of its operations within Flin Flon, what are your ideas or plans to keep Flin Flon viable as a community? The mining industry is an important part of our future. I am hopeful that some of the promising ore deposits come to fruition and should reduce issues in getting projects off the ground. It's also possible to explore government assistance as has been done in other communities. We need to work together with our sister communities to expand our number of secondary industries including education, tourism and health services. 4. What are your policies or views on local finances and taxation? Tax increases should be the last resort. We should always look at operating costs, grants, productivity and accountability before we lay that cost on the taxpayers. As a business owner, when your revenue decreases, your key options are to increase revenue or decrease expenditures. I believe there are many areas to cut costs while still keeping the integrity of the workforce. 5. What do you believe should be the city's priorities on infrastructure? I look at any large project in sections and then prioritize. I would like to work with the Water Service Board and initiate an infrastructure feasibility study. The last one took place in 1982. With a proper feasibility study and working with the Water Service Board will allow us to apply for grants within their system, we would be able to have a 5-year projection plan. 6. The city is currently planning several capital spending projects in the coming years, including a possible replacement for the Flin Flon Aqua Center. What stance do you hold on these projects? The Flin Flon Aqua Center replacement is already a signed deal. The grant money was accepted and a contract signed with Ernst Hanch Construction Limited. A payment to secure and continue working with this company was paid last month, a total of $50,000. At this point, it is really about how to best move the project forward for our community, to keep to a timeline and ensure we build the best pool possible within our budget. 7. What are your plans or hopes for Flin Flon's future? I want to be part of building better relationships with communities and organizations. I feel working together as a collective team, we can address community members' concerns. We need to work together to offer services to ensure access to affordable housing, treatments, healthcare and food. Flin Flon citizens deserve to know what is going on with their tax dollars, they deserve to feel safe and everyone deserves a home. 8. What position do you have on the possible rezoning of part of Willowvale Park, currently occupied by the Joe Brain Petting Zoo, for purposes of seniors housing? We need to be a welcoming community for builders, investors, new and current residents. At this time I would not rezone. I currently sit on the committee for Flin Flon Rotary Court and I believe seniors housing and affordable housing is one of our greatest issues. I also believe that both a zoo and housing are possible. We do not have to lose one for the other. 9. How do you plan on working with nearby communities and councils? On what subjects do you plan to work together with them? The first step is to educate ourselves as council. It's up to us as a council to take steps and open the proverbial door and listen to other councils to find our common ground. When we find out what our common ground is, then we can find a way together to accomplish those goals. 10. How do you plan to promote Flin Flon for business owners, tourists or other entities outside the community? The city of Flin Flon currently employs a regional tourism officer and also has a job posting for economic officer. These positions are key in advancing our footprint. We should be working with Community Futures Greenstone, Chamber of Commerce, as well as our sister communities for different strategies. There is strength in numbers. We need to ensure we have the best curb appeal possible for tourism, families and business. 11. What matters involving Flin Flon do you wish to bring to the provincial or federal government? Healthcare and representation on the NHR board is a must. An important part of our economic future relies on access to full health services. We could access federal funding for capital projects to assist local construction projects or provide more assistance for industries operating in the expensive northern areas. Let's make our airport handicap accessible with new doors and bathrooms to allow for better access to medical care. 12. What are your thoughts on Flin Flon's current elected leadership? What are your thoughts on fellow candidates? I have a tremendous respect for all the candidates that have put their names forward. I am honored to have such a diverse group to campaign with and possibly work with. I think all the candidates are here because they're trying to contribute in a meaningful way to the well-being of their community. 13. In 30 words or less, what is your elevator pitch for undecided voters? I'm running for Flin Flon City Council because I believe that Flin Flon City Council is ready for some fresh perspectives to tackle all of our concerns as a community. 14. What question do you wish we would have asked? How can we encourage voters to get out and vote? Judy Eagle 1. Why are you running in this election? What are your qualifications and what relevant experience do you have? Born, raised and always resident here, I hold deep love and loyalty to my community, surrounding areas and its wild beauty. I want to serve as part of a dedicated and committed team in moving us forward by addressing issues openly, creatively and wisely. I bring experience in establishing business, therapeutic counselor, executive director, school trustee, sole practice lawyer, co-founder of parent councils and SPCA and other volunteerism. 2. What are your main priorities as a candidate? Priorities are community and neighborhood safety, health and wellness including drug use, trade, loitering, vagrancy, the petting zoo, seniors housing, pool project, retaining and attracting families, future industry development and local taxation burden. Firstly, the incoming council would formulate its own communication plan to inform and update the community after each meeting in a regular and expected way. This is not an exhaustive list of issues. 3. Now that HUDBay has shut down most of its operations within Flin Flon, what are your ideas or plans to keep Flin Flon viable as a community? Flin Flon will continue to be a vibrant, enviable community. Council would liaise on a regular basis with junior mining companies and HUDBay to update, assess and encourage further development and cooperation in the industry. Also, is it possible to develop this region's tourism in stages toward a year-round resort-like industry reviving Phantom Lake area with involvement of the Flin Flon, Creighton, Dinair Beach Group, FDC, Greenstone, government and others? 4. What are your policies or views on local finances and taxation? Although the mill rate decreased, the 2022 special levy implementation of $894.08 per land parcel imposes a significant financial burden on all, particularly those on lower or fixed incomes in older homes, sometimes doubling those property taxes. The HUDBay grant in lieu has been agreed since the HUDBay closures, resulting in decreased revenue. The next council must budget cautiously to ensure taxes rise no further. Taxes are high enough. 5. What do you believe should be the city's priorities on infrastructure? A significant portion of financial expenditures in the approximately $17 million budget is infrastructure and maintenance of lines and roads. The priority is the effective replacement of aging water and sewer lines, an issue inherited from a time when reactive repair was the norm rather than long-term planning. Infrastructure replacement is critical for safety and health and road conditions. 6. The city is currently planning several capital spending projects in the coming years, including a possible replacement for the Flin Flon Aqua Center. What stance do you hold on these projects? The current capital spending project is the replacement of the Aqua Center. Funding and building site have been secured, the public having been advised that construction begins in spring 2023. The new facility will be a distinct advantage that contributes to the health and viability of our community and is one that's been sorely missed, according to my information. 7. What are your plans or hopes for Flin Flon's future? What remains unchanged is that this community, along with its surroundings, is a northern gem. Flin Flon serves many more thousands living outside of Flin Flon proper. I want to see our community's population increase. Looking to the future with a developed common vision of objectives and a multi-year strategic plan with achievable goals as signposts along the way would provide groundwork and reasonable route. 8. What position do you have on the possible rezoning of part of Willowvale Park, currently occupied by the Joe Brain Petting Zoo, for purposes of seniors housing? I am not in favor of rezoning at Willowvale Park, nor in favor of relocating the petting zoo for many reasons. While seniors' housing must be addressed sooner than later, other facets of that issue can be examined, i.e. other building sites, survey results of local park use, possible prospective developers' timelines and plan details. Seniors' housing at Willowvale Park with underground parking raises concerns regarding significant landscape changes and safety issues. 9. How do you plan on working with nearby communities and councils? On what subjects do you plan to work together with them? The growing problems arising from the drug trade here and in the northern areas need attention. The issue negatively affects our main street, businesses and services and neighborhoods. An open community meeting to hear from citizens and local organizations is in order to formulate a community strategy. Other meetings would occur regularly with local and nearby law enforcement, the legal system as well as elders and band chiefs where appropriate. 10. How do you plan to promote Flin Flon for business owners, tourists or other entities outside the community? Council will continue to work closely with the city's regional tourism officer as well as FDC, Flin Flon, Dinair, Creighton, committee. The city's logo, the water and the wild, is one that encourages visitors to come enjoy the outdoor recreational activities this area offers. To tout the existing attributes of this community, see my #14, in provincial and national publications may entice businesses, at which time the city may consider offering discounts on land purchases. 11. What matters involving Flin Flon do you wish to bring to the provincial or federal government? The Northern Health Region has failed Flin Flon in an escalating manner over the past 10 years. A new NHR CEO will be hired and council should be directly represented on that committee. The provincial government would hear from council the grave concerns in conjunction with the elected MLA. With the service and professional losses and lag time to see a family doctor or a specialist, many are giving up before trying to access the system. 12. What are your thoughts on Flin Flon's current elected leadership? What are your thoughts on fellow candidates? I am pleased to see that an election for mayor and council is necessary. 13. In 30 words or less, what is your elevator pitch for undecided voters? My background and experience demonstrate my ability to tackle issues, work cooperatively, advocate strongly for positive change and exercise strategic planning. Seek to understand before you seek to be understood. Dr. Stephen Covey. 14. What question do you wish we would have asked? What would you say to someone who is undecided about moving to Flin Flon? A lengthy conversation, much to say. Short form. Friendly, helpful people, multicultural, affordable housing, down payment subsidy, arts, crafts and music of all kinds, strong school system, local post-secondary education, daycare options, community activities, public library, pool center, thriving retail and restaurants, employment opportunities, outdoor year-round beauty, league sports, fishing, camping, hiking, skiing, skating, curling, quilting, sports and more. VER-ELLISON 1. Why are you running in this election? What are your qualifications and what relevant experience do you have? Family. My view on all issues distills down to family. I believe as the city embarks on this next chapter, it is important the city and council keep family services and resources as a priority, while ensuring the long-term viability of the community. 2. What are your main priorities as a candidate? The competencies I bring to council are fiscal management, collaboration and community safety. These are the priorities that have been communicated to me by citizens of Flin Flon. I am not running with an axe to grind, nor grandiose ideas of impractical changes I dream to make. I am running to learn specifics of our problems, prioritize by urgency, then use creativity and diligence to find a solution. Point 3. Now that Hudbay has shut down most of its operations within Flin Flon, what are your ideas or plans to keep Flin Flon viable as a community? Services. We need to ensure the city continues to offer amenities as an attractive place to live. We can keep Hudbay employees here, in Flin Flon, to commute to Snow Lake. The services we offer will determine if people want to live here or move away. It will take fiscal prudence, but we need to ensure the livability and attractiveness of the city to residents. Point 4. What are your policies or views on local finances and taxation? Value add. I genuinely believe taxpayers don't mind paying taxes, but rather mind what value and services are provided by the tax dollars. My fiscal focus will be to ensure waste is reduced, while ensuring taxpayers are getting a great value for what they pay. There are some inconsistencies in assessments and fairness of property taxes which will need to be addressed. Point 5. What do you believe should be the city's priorities on infrastructure? Long-term. Flin Flon has been a 10-year city for over 70 years. This perspective, along with our rocks and swamp, created a lot of infrastructural debt. I view Flin Flon over the next 70 years, the community will continue, so we need to view our infrastructure in that frame. Emergency interventions should all be made with a conscious consideration of how it supports the long-term life of our infrastructure. Point 6. The city is currently planning several capital spending projects in the coming years, including a possible replacement for the Flin Flon Aqua Center. What stance do you hold on these projects? Prudence. Some view Flin Flon as withering. I prefer to view the city's potential, with an eye to growth and prosperity. We need the capital expenditures to invest for the future, also as a great way to bring money into the community. This view must be tempered by the fiscal reality facing the city. We must ensure we continue to invest prudently, setting the groundwork for our future prosperity. Point 7. What are your plans or hopes for Flin Flon's future? To continue. From your hard work and investment, Flin Flon is a great community, built by wonderful people. I want to see us move past the mining town, limiting mentality. In this term I will move the needle, but long term I hope to see Flin Flon flourish. If we can move towards this, if, when the next mine opens, we will have the benefit of organic prosperity, with an industrial booster. Point 8. What position do you have on the possible rezoning of part of Willowvale Park, currently occupied by the Joe Brain Petting Zoo, for purposes of seniors' housing? Too little, too soon. Seniors' housing is a priority for Flin Flon, so it will be a priority for me on council. This rezoning was done to be investment ready. I define ready to include a feasibility study of the zoo, cost estimates for relocation, along with a project timeline. All new community assets must be measured against existing community assets, with a prudent balance considered to maximize value. Point 9. How do you plan on working with nearby communities and councils? On what subjects do you plan to work together with them? Everything. Flin Flon's challenges and opportunities are common challenges and opportunities. Flin Flon has always been the anchor community, but now it is our responsibility to reach out and collaborate with the surrounding communities to discover how we can leverage our unique assets to our common benefit. This view extends beyond surrounding communities, to include all stakeholders, including service groups, organizations and foundations serving our communities. Point 10. How do you plan to promote Flin Flon for business owners, tourists or other entities outside the community? Livability. We must deliver on everything I've mentioned. I look forward to evaluating and supporting existing initiatives to this end, as well as leveraging other funding and promotional programs offered by other levels of government. Openness and collaboration is a cultural shift that will take time, but as it continues, we will be seen for the amazing community filled with opportunities we have here. Our successes will be our promotion. Point 11. What matters involving Flin Flon do you wish to bring to the provincial or federal government? Everything. I will immediately and continuously perform cross-sectional analysis to determine our greatest needs, compared to existing funding or regulatory support from the federal and provincial government. we must first maximize all support available, before asking for new, bespoke remedies. Governments move slowly, seemingly in their own direction, so I believe it's most efficient to adapt what exists before waiting for new initiatives. 12. What are your thoughts on Flin Flon's current elected leadership? What are your thoughts on fellow candidates? Thank you to the current council. My thoughts on the other candidates is bravery. We have faced many challenges as a community, they will multiply and continue. The new council will need to work very hard to address past, current and future concerns. It is heartening to see the effort all the candidates have already invested in the process. 13. In 30 words or less, what is your elevator pitch for undecided voters? Vote. The last mayoral election was decided by 4 votes. Your vote matters. Don't be paralyzed with indecision. Change is happening. Vote for the change you want. 14. What question do you wish we would have asked? Community safety. Virtually everyone I've spoken with has expressed concern on these issues. I believe community safety is a cornerstone of what we need to address to ensure the livability of our community, allowing families to flourish and everyone to feel safe. This is a pressing issue. We need to enlist the help of anyone that can help contribute to the solution. We need all hands on deck. Bill Hanson 1. Why are you running in this election? What are your qualifications and what relevant experience do you have? I'm running so there is some continuity at council, and the fact I've been on council 21 years, I have some relevant experience. 2. What are your main priorities as a candidate? My priorities are the same: continue infrastructure renewal and at the same time try to keep taxes and costs in check. 3. Now that Hudbay has shut down most of its operations within Flin Flon, what are your ideas or plans to keep Flin Flon viable as a community? Editor's note. The candidate did not provide an answer to this question. 4. What are your policies or views on local finances and taxation? The fact is that the financial pie is only so big and shared amongst the taxpayers. The mayor and council are not allowed to go over budget, so we need to tax appropriately, but also realizing people cannot afford much more than we pay now. 5. What do you believe should be the city's priorities on infrastructure? Our priorities have to be water and sewer renewals and roadwork, while also taking care of our aging buildings, i.e. the community hall, the library, etc. 6. The city is currently planning several capital spending projects in the coming years, including a possible replacement for the Flin Flon Aqua Center. What stance do you hold on these projects? The present council has budgeted for a new aqua center already, and I believe our community needs one. I was not really on board until I saw the numbers, and it looks like we can afford it, but I hope the consultant who's telling us our costs is right. 7. What are your plans or hopes for Flin Flon's future? It's hard to plan when we don't know the future. I think we could do a better job at promoting tourism in our area, and my hopes would be that a couple new mines open up. 8. What position do you have on the possible rezoning of part of Willowvale Park, currently occupied by the Joe Brainpetting Zoo, for purposes of seniors' housing? This has to be done. We have lost out on seniors' housing in the past because we did not have readily available land. This is not the only parcel land we have to be investment ready, and there is a few more places we will have to rezone also. Remember, whoever buys the price includes the cost of moving the zoo. There are seniors wanting to live here, but are on a waiting list. 9. How do you plan on working with nearby communities and councils? On what subjects do you plan to work together with them? We already currently share an economic development officer to promote all three of our communities, and I believe we should share more recreation programs. 10. How do you plan to promote Flin Flon for business owners, tourists or other entities outside the community? We need to partner more with Travel Manitoba and start to use more of the tools they have in their toolkit, so to speak. 11. What matters involving Flin Flon do you wish to bring to the provincial or federal government? I think in the last year, it's become apparent we need an addiction center, and I believe our police are wasting resources taking care of people with mental health issues and others who are homeless. 12. What are your thoughts on Flin Flon's current elected leadership? What are your thoughts on fellow candidates? I've very much enjoyed working with present council. There have been some very hard decisions that are not always popular. I also think anyone who puts in their name and runs for council is to be commended. I don't know any of them well, but it seems to be a well-rounded group. 13. In 30 words or less, what is your elevator pitch for undecided voters? When I was elected 2 years ago, the plan was to pave Church Street before replacing the water and sewer lines, only because there was a new engineer at the time. There has to be some continuity on council, someone who knows the history. 14. What question do you wish we would have asked? No idea. Steve LYTWYN 1. Why are you running in this election? What are your qualifications and what relevant experience do you have? I am running because I love Flin Flon. As a school administrator, I am constantly problem-solving, collaborating and working towards a better future. I have served on a number of organizations including the Rotary Club, Phantom Lake Soccer, Council of School Leaders, Flin Flon School Division, FFSD, Workplace Health and Safety Committee, FFSD Technology Committee, Flin Flon, Creighton and Area Hope North and the Flin Flon Teachers Association. 2. What are your main priorities as a candidate? Infrastructure and financial responsibility. We need to replace sewer lines and repair our roads. We will need to maximize our funding so we can get the best bang for our buck. I want to collaborate with other stakeholders to help the homeless and ensure our citizens feel safe in our community. Attracting and retaining citizens is key to my goal of making Flin Flon a hub of the North. 3. Now that HUD Bay has shut down most of its operations within Flin Flon, what are your ideas or plans to keep Flin Flon viable as a community? I see Flin Flon as a hub for tourism, business, healthcare and education. I want to ensure we are promoting our community and playing to our strengths. I also want to ensure that we do not put up barriers to industry, as I would hope that we still have natural resources that can generate jobs and grow the economy. 4. What are your policies or views on local finances and taxation? I believe that as a community we need to be accountable to our taxpayers. They have the right to know where their tax dollars are being spent. Local finances need to be allocated to provide a quality of life for all residents. I believe in using taxes and grant monies to help improve the community. 5. What do you believe should be the city's priorities on infrastructure? Roads are the most obvious area for improvement. However, before repaving any roads we need to verify that the infrastructure we can't see, such as water and sewage lines, have recently been repaired or replaced. There is nothing more disheartening than repaving a road and then having to dig up the fresh pavement to repair water lines. 6. The city is currently planning several capital spending projects in the coming years, including a possible replacement for the Flin Flon Aqua Center. What stance do you hold on these projects? Flin Flon needs a pool. A pool will provide physical and mental wellness for youth, adults and seniors. A pool will provide employment opportunities for our residents. My understanding is that approximately 80% of the cost of the pool is covered by grants. To me, that is both a great opportunity and cost for our community. I want to ensure that maintenance costs will not fall on taxpayers. 7. What are your plans or hopes for Flin Flon's future? I want to promote Flin Flon as a hub of the North. I believe we have the foundation of a strong infrastructure in place and we need to ensure that we attract businesses and working professionals so that Flin Flon will flourish. I believe everyone has a right to a Flin Flon that is safe, with maintained infrastructure and that we have amenities to enhance the well-being of our citizens. 8. What position do you have on the possible rezoning of part of Willowvale Park, currently occupied by the Joe Brain Petting Zoo, for purposes of seniors' housing? I learned a lot at the city council meeting October 4. I still have more to learn. I am inspired by the passion of our community members. I need a better understanding of the term investment ready and how this will impact Flin Flon from an economic standpoint. We need seniors' housing, but I will need a better understanding about rezoning and potential locations for the proposed site. 9. How do you plan on working with nearby communities and councils? On what subjects do you plan to work together with them? I would like to have conversations with other councils in Dinair Beach and Creighton. I want to know about their successes and their challenges and create relationships that ensure our region succeeds. Where some people may see a challenge with too many voices, I see a strength in numbers and a desire for our area to thrive. 10. How do you plan to promote Flin Flon for business owners, tourists or other entities outside the community? Luckily for us, Flin Flon already has a recognizable name brand and historical significance surrounding it. I support the city's initiative to advertise on social media. Locally, we will need to do some work to the main street area in regards to beautifying the buildings and ensuring that we do not have individuals loitering outside of local businesses. Safety for residents and visitors is a must. 11. What matters involving Flin Flon do you wish to bring to the provincial or federal government? This is definitely an area I need to gain more knowledge around. I am passionate about Flin Flon and I am more than happy to advocate for our community. My communication skills will be an asset when sharing our message and needs of Flin Flon both provincially and federally. 12. What are your thoughts on Flin Flon's current elected leadership? What are your thoughts on fellow candidates? To our outgoing mayor and council, I want to thank them for their time and commitment to Flin Flon. I want to congratulate everyone on putting their name forward for this election, that takes courage and dedication. I wish everyone running the best of luck and I know that the council selected will help move Flin Flon forward. 13. In 30 words or less, what is your elevator pitch for undecided voters? I am a strong leader and able to work effectively as a member of a team. I will work on behalf of the community to make Flin Flon flourish. 14. What question do you wish we would have asked? Can you summarize your platform? I love Flin Flon, I am an excellent listener. My decisions will reflect what I hear from other Flin Floners and I want what is best for our community. Learn more about my campaign at my Facebook page, Steve Litwin for City Council, Heather Richardson. 1. Why are you running in this election? What are your qualifications and what relevant experience do you have? I have worked various positions within the NHR and businesses in our communities. I am president of our Flin Flon Community Garden and the SPCA, a board member of Community Futures Greenstone, Norman Community Services, Northern Health Foundation and the Chamber of Commerce. I am already helping the needs in our communities such as health, housing, elderly, animals, financials, business and economic development, etc. This is my chance to make bigger changes. 2. What are your main priorities as a candidate? My main priorities are health, business development, population growth, tourism, infrastructure and a community plan. 3. Now that HUDBay has shut down most of its operations within Flin Flon, what are your ideas or plans to keep Flin Flon viable as a community? Flin Flon needs to find investors, whether that is a new mine, tourism or new business creation. I'm not 100% sure what it will look like, but I would like to see talks with investors and business people to see what they see for our community and how we can make that happen. 4. What are your policies or views on local finances and taxation? The city cannot run a deficit, so the mill rate needs to be adjusted to cover the spending cost of each year's budget. We will work to keep that budget in check. 5. What do you believe should be the city's priorities on infrastructure? Establish short and long-term plans for what we need to run the city, both day-to-day and future, which will replace, maintain current infrastructure to avoid costly unbudgeted breakdowns, roads, water lines, sewer lines being the main issues. 6. The city is currently planning several capital spending projects in the coming years, including a possible replacement for the Flin Flon Aqua Center. What stance do you hold on these projects? I would want to see the plan the city has showing it has means and the infrastructure to build and maintain each of the capital projects before deciding for myself where I stand. I think the city absolutely needs recreation for families and the Aqua Center and other projects, if they can stay within budget, would be a great asset. 7. What are your plans or hopes for Flin Flon's future? I would like to see a new industry in Flin Flon, build stronger communities and North by continuing to work together and promote our diverse culture of music, art, dance and theater. Draw more people into the North, making it again a destination to live, to work, to grow a business, and to retire, which will ensure viability. 8. What position do you have on the possible rezoning of part of Willowvale Park, currently occupied by the Joe Brain Petting Zoo, for purposes of seniors housing? If the zoo gets relocated at that time and closure time is minimal, it would be a good move for Flin Flon. There is potential for a lot of tax dollars from that new building as well as the sale of that land, job creation and potentially drawing more investors. We need seniors housing. The zoo could be relocated to Creekside, so it is still in the same area. 9. How do you plan on working with nearby communities and councils? On what subjects do you plan to work together with them? The joint effort on the Canada Day celebrations and parade was wonderful. I will continue to lobby for more shared services, programs and resources to reduce the cost to our communities. 10. How do you plan to promote Flin Flon for business owners, tourists or other entities outside the community? Utilize the Water and the Wild brand, invest FDC, social media and other promotional platforms to start getting word out about our area more efficiently. Working with local organizations, businesses and people, helping them find the resources they need, take down barriers, promote business opportunities, hear their ideas and they in turn will talk about their experiences and that will spread by word of mouth and other avenues. 11. What matters involving Flin Flon do you wish to bring to the provincial or federal government? Flin Flon's long-term sustainability with the closure of Hudbay in our area. Health and education. They are forever cutting back and the North feels it. Job growth, provincial roads, recreation and housing. The need of affordable Manitoba housing for not only our seniors but vulnerable people and families. 12. What are your thoughts on Flin Flon's current elected leadership? What are your thoughts on fellow candidates? I have made the acquaintance of all of our current elected leadership and enjoy engaging in various topics of conversation with them. I think it's important to take in what everyone has to offer and work together going forward for the best outcome for Flin Flon. 13. In 30 words or less, what is your elevator pitch for undecided voters? I have been working hard to make improvements to our communities and I will continue to work hard to see Flin Flon and area flourish and thrive. 14. What question do you wish we would have asked? What is your favorite thing about living in Flin Flon? Roger Siemens 1. Why are you running in this election? What are your qualifications and what relevant experience do you have? I am running because I have a strong sense of community and would like to see Flin Flon prosper in the years to come. I am born and raised in this community and have raised my children here as well. I do not only work in this community, but I also am a business owner. I am also involved with the union at our local co-op as a shop steward and sit on the provincial executive for UFCW 832. I feel these experiences would make me a definite asset to city council in way of problem solving and financial responsibility. 2. What are your main priorities as a candidate? My main priorities would be to lobby for funding for infrastructure projects, water, sewer, roads, look into seniors housing projects and hopefully find ways to build up our uptown core. 3. Now that Hudbay has shut down most of its operations within Flin Flon, what are your ideas or plans to keep Flin Flon viable as a community? We need to find ways to bring different types of industry, business to the area, whether that be schools, professionals, government. We need to move forward from being a one-horse town. We should also continue to promote our tourism. 4. What are your policies or views on local finances and taxation? In my opinion, we are taxed enough. We need to be more fiscally responsible with what we have and find ways to expand our tax base so we can maintain what we have and hopefully build on it. 5. What do you believe should be the city's priorities on infrastructure? Roads. That includes what's under them. Water and sewer lines have long been in need of renewal. 6. The city is currently planning several capital spending projects in the coming years, including a possible replacement for the Flin Flon Aqua Center. What stance do you hold on these projects? I would be in favor if the finances permit without raising taxes. 7. What are your plans or hopes for Flin Flon's future? My hope is that we can build Flin Flon back to what it once was. A thriving, economically stable, friendly city that everyone is proud to live in and say they are from. 8. What position do you have on the possible rezoning of part of Willowvale Park, currently occupied by the Joe Brainpetting Zoo, for purposes of seniors housing? I don't feel there is a need to rezone that area. There is plenty of other spaces that would take much less work to build on. 9. How do you plan on working with nearby communities and councils? On what subjects do you plan to work together with them? We need to have more collaboration with our nearby communities with a high priority on bringing more industry, jobs to the local area. 10. How do you plan to promote Flin Flon for business owners, tourists or other entities outside the community? Personally, I promote Flin Flon as an awesome tourism destination every chance I get when traveling. Our strange name makes for some interesting conversations on the area. 11. What matters involving Flin Flon do you wish to bring to the provincial or federal government? First, we drastically need help from the province and the feds in regards to recruiting and retaining medical professionals. We cannot keep a stable population if we cannot have access to proper and expedient healthcare. Second, I would like to see more grants from the provincial, federal level for infrastructure and housing. 12. What are your thoughts on Flin Flon's current elected leadership? What are your thoughts on fellow candidates? I think the past council has done what they thought was good for the city. I thank them sincerely for their efforts. I don't believe it's an easy job. The current candidates seem eager to learn and have expressed a willingness to be open and listen to the public, and I believe that is, will be a big step going forward. 13. In 30 words or less, what is your elevator pitch for undecided voters? I have gotten to where I am by being open, honest and accountable. I am not scared to ask the difficult questions and I'll work hard to find answers. 14. What question do you wish we would have asked? Editor's note. The candidate did not provide an answer to this question. Mike Slipp 1. Why are you running in this election? What are your qualifications and what relevant experience do you have? With the recent changes at Hudbay, the prevailing feeling around town seemed to be one of defeat and apprehension. I asked myself, what are we going to do, throw in the towel and hope for the best, or try to do something to keep people in Flin Flon and improve and grow our community? I felt that I could be part of a team to achieve this goal. My career has focused on sales, marketing and promotion. I have also had extensive experience volunteering with community associations, charities and sports organizations. 2. What are your main priorities as a candidate? My priorities center around making Flin Flon attractive to business development, tourism, urban renewal and recreation facilities. In addition, we need to ensure that we create a safe and comfortable community for our citizens. 3. Now that Hudbay has shut down most of its operations within Flin Flon, what are your ideas or plans to keep Flin Flon viable as a community? By making Flin Flon an attractive place to call home, I believe we can not only maintain our current population base but also encourage others who may be working in the area to make Flin Flon their home. The city needs a strong business development plan that will diversify our employment base. 4. What are your policies or views on local finances and taxation? A new council will have to carefully prioritize spending to enable the city to be fiscally responsible while maintaining and improving our infrastructure. As previously mentioned, diversifying and growing our city would enable us to ease the tax burden we face. 5. What do you believe should be the city's priorities on infrastructure? As a council team, one of the first orders of business should be to work with administration to create a plan that will prioritize projects within our infrastructure. The city is unable to do everything at once, so this prioritization is critical. Obviously, things that need to be addressed are roads, water and sewer, and facilities and the maintenance and improvements of the above. 6. The city is currently planning several capital spending projects in the coming years, including a possible replacement for the Flin Flon Aqua Center. What stance do you hold on these projects? These projects will need to be reviewed by the new council, looking at necessity and viability. With respect to the Flin Flon Aqua Center, this goes to my previous statements that we need to have recreation facilities for everyone, especially our youth. The Aqua Center is a viable project with the assistance of provincial government funding, and this project can and should become a reality for Flin Flon and Area. 7. What are your plans or hopes for Flin Flon's future? My hope is that Flin Flon can grow and prosper and be an inviting area for everyone to live, visit, work and enjoy. We need to work to make our main street vibrant, appealing and safe for businesses to prosper and for people and families to enjoy. 8. What position do you have on the possible rezoning of part of Willowvale Park, currently occupied by the Joe Brain Petting Zoo, for purposes of seniors housing? Flin Flon needs the Joe Brain Petting Zoo and, after attending the City Council zoning meeting, this project became more understandable. The city needs seniors housing and it also needs investment from developers. The Willowvale Park area was deemed a property of interest by investors. I believe other locations should be investigated, but if Willowvale is developed as seniors housing, an appropriate alternative location for the zoo will need to be decided before any development can commence. Point 9. How do you plan on working with nearby communities and councils? On what subjects do you plan to work together with them? We are very fortunate to have the wonderful municipal neighbors that we have. Like our own personal next-door neighbors, we need to work together on projects of mutual interest that will be beneficial to the area, be it business development, infrastructure, or recreation. I would like to see a committee of all neighboring municipalities get together on a regular basis to discuss area issues and opportunities. Point 10. How do you plan to promote Flin Flon for business owners, tourists, or other entities outside the community? Promotion and marketing is my background, and I have strong feelings about this subject. We need to network with business development groups, connecting with them at conferences, trade shows, and other marketing opportunities. Promoting tourism in Flin Flon is something we have to improve. Marketing through all networking opportunities should be pursued. We should be promoting how fantastic Flin Flon is to visit, do business, and raise a family. Point 11. What matters involving Flin Flon do you wish to bring to the provincial or federal government? There are several local issues that need to be addressed with the assistance of both the provincial and federal governments. These include healthcare, an increased focus on crime prevention, as well as assistance with tourism, urban development, and renewal and infrastructure. These levels of government need to be lobbied to ensure that we maximize the manpower and funding that is available. Point 12. What are your thoughts on Flin Flon's current elected leadership? What are your thoughts on fellow candidates? I would like to thank the outgoing mayor and council for their dedication and service to the community. They have had to make both popular and unpopular decisions, but I know these decisions were always made with the desire to make Flin Flon a better place, and I respect them for that. I have said before that I am not running against anyone. I am running with a group of diverse and dedicated individuals that will make a passionate team that will move Flin Flon into a successful future. Point 13. In 30 words or less, what is your elevator pitch for undecided voters? I want to work with a team to make Flin Flon as attractive inside the city limits as it is outside, to entice business development, tourism, and have families proud to call Flin Flon their home. Point 14. What question do you wish we would have asked? What is expected of a council member? To listen to the people, to be transparent to the people, to be able to work as part of a team, to be a good listener, to be willing to learn, to be fiscally responsible. Council needs to govern and have a cooperative relationship with city administration.